What is vocal placement and why do some people use it when talking? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lydia Cruz, clinical assistant professor at Purdue University, explores this.
Singer Ariana Grande recently made a podcast appearance that confused many of her fans. In the middle of the interview, the sound of her voice drastically changed, going from lower pitched and slightly raspy to higher pitched with a smooth, light texture to it. Fans took to social media to speculate wildly about the change. Grande eventually responded, explaining that she changes her vocal placement to preserve her vocal health. But what exactly does this mean? Well, in order for you to speak or sing, your vocal cords, a delicate pair of thin muscular strips shaped like a V in the throat, must come together and vibrate against one another as air from the lungs is exhaled. The more a person uses their voice, the more times the vocal cords collide against each other. Excessive and improper use of the voice, especially without adequate rest and recovery, can result in phonotrauma or damage to the vocal cords. We can help reduce the stress and strain on the vocal cords by focusing on the interaction between the vocal cords and the vocal tract, which includes the throat, nose, and mouth. The vocal tract acts like a filter for the sound created by the vocal cords, causing some sound waves to be dampened while others are amplified. When Ariana focuses on lifting her voice higher up in her vocal tract towards her nose, she creates a higher, brighter sound with less vocal effort. She also decreases the force exerted on the vocal cords by not fully closing them when she speaks, resulting in a slightly breathy quality. Creating a slight gap between the vocal cords keeps them from harshly colliding, which in turn could prevent phonotrauma. For a singer like Grande, an injury could prove catastrophic for her career. Embracing a prevention-centered behavioral approach to vocal health is a wise decision.
That was Lydia Cruz of Purdue University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.